It's football time.
You know, Coach,
Scott Lachlan and Kevin Bessler, joined the studio now by Titan head football coach Norm Ash. And I apologize, Norm. Maybe there was some confusion. I got to show you my phone, okay? Because I'm a master of my phone. You sent me a text. We texted, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago. And I think you maybe asked me if you could come in or something. I said, yeah. And I sent that, see that green thing? And it, what does it say? Was not delivered. Not delivered. So you didn't get my text. I apologize for that. But yeah, we wanted you here. Tradition, we do this as much as we can. I don't think I was here last year for the first.
I think you were gone. You're right.
Yeah.
And he didn't jinx it, and we won, so that's good.
I can leave right now if you want. Kevin can take over. Have you met Kevin Bessler, by the way?
No, I haven't.
All right, there's
nice
Kevin
to meet
Bessler.
You, Coach.
Nice to meet you, Kevin.
So here we go. You guys have been beating each other up for how many weeks now?
About 3 weeks.
Oh, that's all? Okay. Yeah. 3 weeks, beating each other up. Now you get to face an opponent. I'm sitting here looking at your schedule. Your schedule is tough. The first three games, what is it, the first three or four games, you're facing top 10 teams?
Yes, we're facing three of the top seven teams in Division III football in
who
the first 5 weeks.
Who's scheduling this?
I did.
All right, let me ask you, why you schedule a Whitewater? your conference is tough enough. You schedule Whitewater.
Well, two of those teams are, of course, North Central and Wheaton, and North Central's the third game, and Wheaton's the fifth game, and they're in our conference. We got to
right.
play them.
Yeah.
So they're sixth and seventh in the country right now, preseason poll. If you remember last year, Scott, we played Monterey Tech from Mexico.
That's right.
And the reason why we played that team is because we couldn't find somebody else. We had a team that dropped us very late. And when a team breaks a contract like that, it's hard to find an opponent. So we had to go to Mexico and get a team. And it worked out very well. It was a great cultural exchange. Their players, our players, it was just a great exchange after the game. We won. They were a good team. Actually, they were a better team than what we would have played if we would have played the team that backed out.
Okay? Oh, a little dig there, huh? A little.
Yeah. But here's the bad thing about it. That's not counted as a game. It's an exhibition game. So instead of being 8-2 last year, which we say we are,
yeah.
It goes in the record book as 7-2. So we're in the same situation because it was a 2-year contract with that school. So I looked all over the country again and couldn't find a game. And, of course, no one wants to play Whitewater. I mean, he has a hard time finding games. Coach Ballas does a great job up there. They're a great program. And so we exchanged telephone calls and emails and things like that. And I said, I finally said, you know, we'll play you. And they needed a home game, and we needed a away game. But the stipulation was, you know, Kevin, I'm not going to come up there and play Whitewater and play Whitewater on the road, North Central on the road, and Wheaton on the road.
Oh.
So he agreed to go 4-6, 4 at home and 6 away, and that gave us 6 home games this year and 4 away. So it's a one-year deal.
He's only got 4 home games?
Yeah. Yeah, he was that
wow.
desperate. I probably should have asked for some guarantee money. I would have got it, too. So.
Like they do in the big?
Oh, yeah. I probably would have got it. But
some of the money being exchanged with these college football games in the millions of dollars.
Yeah. Well, it's creeping down the Division III level for some of the top teams because they can't find anybody to play them.
Well, why is it people don't want to come here and play you? Because you're always a tough opponent.
Well, I think we're a top 25 team, so there's some lesser Division III programs that probably do not want to play us. You know, everyone in Division III doesn't want to play Whitewater or
right.
Mount Union. I mean, they have a hard time finding games.
All right, so let's just talk about this Whitewater team. reached the quarterfinal round of the NCAA Division III playoffs for the 11th time in the last 12 seasons.
Well, here's one. I'll trump you on that. They have been the national championships 10 out of the last 16 years.
Wow.
And, you know, they've won 35 WIAC conference titles. I mean, they've been in like you said, the quarterfinals. It's unbelievable. I mean, they're a perennial power. I mean, they're a great program. But let me say this, Scott. When I announced to our team last February, I think, that we're going to play Whitewater, the room erupted. I mean, the kids are excited. We have a saying. There is a saying out there, to be the best, you got to play the best. And I'm going to add something to it. Just you have to win, okay?
Yeah.
You have to win. But it's a great opportunity. And I talk to our kids about doors of opportunity all the time. And this is a door of opportunity that we have to kick open. And it worked out well because we do have some players coming back. We're coming off of a 8-2 season. 6-2 in the league, right. Had a five-game win streak at the end of the year. And then, of course, we had one extra game by going to Tokyo, Japan to play with Wasada University. So, you know, our squad's ready. I mean, this is the time to play Whitewater. And let's see where we're at, you know. We're going to play hard, and we're going to have to play great. But we can do that.
So what is it about this team that have you ever been to Whitewater? Well, Kevin used to call Whitewater basketball games back in the 90s. What kind of community is it?
It's a small little town. It's just a great sports tradition in that little town.
Well, it's the Wisconsin State League, so all those schools are right. Anywhere from 10,000 to 14,000 students. The other interesting fact...
Oh, the school's that big.
Oh,
huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
The other interesting fact is they draw really well. They might be a little town, but there's a great following and great tradition because they've been in the top three as far as attendance in Division III football over the last 10 years.
You know, my brother Brian,
yeah,
he played University of Wisconsin Superior.
Yep.
Almost Canada. Yeah. Well, was way up there.
They're great schools up there. I mean, Whitewater is the school in football, but Oshkosh is making a little run at them, and so is Platteville. Those are the three top teams in the Wisconsin State League. The three top teams, I feel, in the CCIW would be us and North Central and Wheaton.
Right.
So it's a great matchup. I'm sure everyone in our league is going to be watching our game and see how we do. And, you know, when we win, it's going to be big news in Division III football.
Yeah. Well, I hope the weather's going to be fantastic. No reason not to get out there tomorrow. 1 o'clock is the kickoff. So talk about your team because you did have a good year last year. You got a lot of kids coming back with a lot of experience?
We do. Let's start with the offense. We have two starting quarterbacks, and that's a great problem to have. And we really haven't named a starter yet. We're going to probably decide that today. They're both very good. Jack Warner started his first 2 years at Illinois Wesleyan, and then he never played last year a down because of a knee injury. Couldn't come back from it. I always thought he was going to be ready the next game. So we inserted a freshman, Brandon Bauer, into the game in the third game against North Central. And he took us right down for a score, and that really got my attention. And he became our starter and took us to six wins in the conference and 8 wins overall. That's pretty good for a freshman. So he's coming back. We have Jack and Brandon. So both quarterbacks can run our program, run our offense. They're playmakers. They're very similar. So it's hard. I think both of them are going to play.
How do you break the news to the one that's not going to start?
Yeah, I think they're going to understand. I think both are going to play a lot. So, you know, whether you start or not, it really doesn't matter. It's how much you do when you get in the game.
Yeah.
The other thing about our offense is our offensive line. This is probably one of the best offensive lines I've had in the last 10 years. They're all returning. I actually have 6 starters returning in the offensive line because we had some kids hurt. The left tackle, Connor Melvin's a 4-year starter. The left guard is Jack Maroney, and he started last year. He's about 320 pounds. Our center, Mike Mulcrone, is a 3-year starter, all-conference. Our right guard is Chris Collins, and he's a 3-year starter. Our right tackle is Nick Monfredini. He's a 3-year starter in all-conference. So we're very solid up there in the offensive line, and that's where it all starts. So that's pretty exciting. And we're going to need that against Whitewater because their defense is usually, you know, famous for being very, very good.
Okay. So how about your defense?
Our defense, first of all, I think it starts with us having a new defensive coordinator. You know, Coach Rundle, Travis Rundle, took a head job at Suwannee College. That was a great opportunity for him. I hired Jeff McDonald from Wesleyan, Connecticut, from the NESCAT, high academic conference out there.
All right.
And he's done a great job. And he's changed our defense. Changed the mentality a little bit. I know the kids believe in what we're doing. They present a lot of problems. They gave us, a lot of headache in preseason camp. I mean, it was hard to go against him. But I think that's going to help us this year in our league and especially against Whitewater. So we have some kids coming back. We might have the best defensive lineman in the league with Justin Krezikowski in the defensive line. He's a captain. Our linebackers, we lost all 3 of them that had been there for like 2 years. But we have 3 seniors stepping up, and it's great to put seniors in at that linebacker position. And then our secondary is very, very deep.
Well, sounds like you're ready to go. Sounds like you're all jacked up too.
I am jacked up. This is probably the historical opening game for us. I don't think we've ever played anybody at this level in the first game. So it's exciting.
But you know too, when you guys are on top of the mountain, you have a target on your back, and everybody wants to beat you, and they seem to step up. And if they don't beat you, they gave you a heck of a game.
Yes, I agree with you 100%.
You know, I can understand why these guys are all jacked up about this game.
But, you know, I've seen in practice all week, our kids are pretty focused. They're not in awe of Whitewater. You know, the other day I said, you know, they're college kids just like you. They put their pads on just like you. They have a lot of tradition. We respect that, but we fear no one. And I feel confident. I think our kids are confident. So I'm looking forward to the game tomorrow and see how our players play. You know, we can't control them, but we can control ourselves.
So let's go back to the defense, the new defense, and you talked about your kids are buying the system, because I hear this from coaches all the time. We got to get them to buy in. We got to get them to believe in the system. And that wasn't a problem, huh?
It's not a problem, because this is what happens when you have a new coach. Everyone starts from scratch, you know, from zero. I mean, that new coach is coming in. He's evaluating all your talents. So it's amazing how those kids try to win that defensive coordinator over and try to get his attention. So they're actually playing harder than probably what they would be if we had still had Coach Rundle. And that's not a negative to Coach Rundle, but, I mean, kids kind of settle in and they feel entitled. Well, when you have a new person come in,
doesn't know anybody.
Yeah, doesn't know anybody. So he's evaluating. So they have been playing hard since the spring.
And when he comes in, does he evaluate just through practice, or is he watching film?
Both.
Yeah.
And I tried to not influence him, because I wanted him through the spring to evaluate our personnel. Now, after he did that, then, of course, I came in and gave my two cents, because I've been around those kids for, you know, some of those kids for 3 to 4 years.
So were you in agreement with everything he was doing, or did you suggest maybe something? The old offensive lineman suggesting something be done differently in defense?
I don't know. I like his scheme. You know, we're still a 4-3 team, college 4-3 team, but he just does things differently, and some of our coverages are different, and some of his philosophy about pressure is different. So I liked all that. I think we needed that. We're not gonna let teams run the ball on us, and that's what you got to do. You know, because all coaches are gonna say you got to establish a run. I mean, before anything happens, and so we're gonna try to take that away, and that's gonna be a really challenge for us, because Whitewater brings back 10 returning starters on offense, and their offensive line is huge. I mean, they're 340, 320, 300. Across the front. I mean, they're going to have an offensive line like ISU does. So
wow.
We have to use some speed and quickness tomorrow and keep them off balance. But I'm confident our kids will do that.
Well, if you're going to the game, wear green, because there's going to be a sea of purple coming to town tomorrow. I guarantee
they travel.
Yeah, they do.
They're not in school yet, though. All the state schools don't start school until after Labor Day. So I don't know if that's going to affect them or not. But I think they do travel very well, and there'll be a lot of purple. And there'll be a lot of green there, too. I mean, they're coming into Tucci Stadium. Our kids, you know, they protect that W out there. So it's going to be a great division game. If people have not seen Division III football, this is a game you want to come to, because you're going to see the best.
All right. 1 o'clock game time. Are you going to do anything special? You know, in years past, you've left us with some words of wisdom. You've even done quizzes and stuff.
First of all, I have a challenge for you.
Okay.
Because I listen.
You're not to
you
lose
know,
weight, is
no,
it?
No. All right. No, that's hopeless. That's not going to happen.
But isn't the green slimming? I think, you know.
I like that you have your Titan shirt on today.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Thank you.
but I listen to you religiously in the morning, right, Scott. You know, you're my go-to person.
I thought you listened to Susan. No. You know, I asked you, and you said it was a mojo thing, and you couldn't. That was years ago.
Well, when I exercise at 5 o'clock in the morning, yeah, I have her on,
right,
because I need music. Right. I mean, I'm sorry. I can't lift to your you're talking.
What
I can't,
are you lifting?
Well, I don't lift as much anymore. Okay. But anyway, after that, though, I have you on. But I heard you say this the other day, that it would be hard for you to make it to both games, that you were just, you know, you weren't, you know, young enough to do that. And I'm going to challenge you. You can make it to both games.
I can make it to not the entire game.
Okay.
I'd probably have to leave
halftime.
Yeah, I'd have to leave at halftime.
That's okay.
That'll be a great atmosphere.
I just didn't
man.
Want you to skip one game to go to the other game.
Oh, no, that's right up the street. I'll be there for part of it.
Okay, that's all right. I needed. I mean, that's a challenge.
I'll look for you. Look for me when you're coming off the field at halftime. I'll be standing there.
Okay, stand right there as we come off the field, and let's bump, okay?
Yeah.
Can we do a little bump?
Well, yeah, we can do a little bump here. What do you have? Some notes here? What are you doing?
I got all kinds of things for you today.
What?
Well, some of told you already, but here's one for you. No one reaches a high position without daring, and I think that's what we've done in scheduling this first game. You asked me who scheduled. I did, I did. The buck stops with me. And here's the other one. You don't get what you want. You get what you expect. And we talk to our kids about this a lot. We have to believe that we can win this ball game. We got to win it in our minds before we win it on the field. And I think I know our kids are at that spot. So I feel good and confident. And, again, I'm excited. I just want to get the game started and, get that first kickoff and get going and see what we can do.
I get it. You're getting them at the right time. If you win this game, let's work on Alabama.
Yeah. Well, let's take things a little slower than that.
All right. Good seeing you, Coach. Anything else?
Nope, that's it. Right. I just hope to see a lot of people out tomorrow supporting the Titans. Like I said, you're going to see a great Division III football game.
1 o'clock at Tucci Stadium, and if you can't make it, I hope you can. We'll have it for you here.
Okay.
On WJBC. Good seeing you, Coach. Good luck.